The Holy See participated as an observer at the Friends of Syria conference in Tunisia last week to express the sympathy and solidarity of the Holy See to all the Syrian people and the Holy See's interest in the welfare of society and a region in need of peace and stability. The Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt and delegate to the League of Arab States, Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, represented the Holy See. Stefano Leszczynski asked Archbishop Fitzgerald about the hopes for the conference's success, especially about the naming of former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan as the UN Arab League envoy to Syria.
The main result of this conference, which brought together about 60 countries, was to insist on the help that should be given to the victims, to those who are injured, to those who are suffering because of lack of supplies, lack of food, to allow humanitarian aid to get to these people, and to insist that the present government of Syria must allow medical aid and humanitarian aid. So this, I think, was probably the main focus of this reunion. It was also to try to impede in any way possible the, you know, a general conflagration, a civil war. And so there was mention of arms embargo and to be applied, and various pressures to be applied on the Syrian government at the time.
Do you think that what the international community is doing at the moment is useful to launch a sort of dialogue inside Syria?
Well, it shows the concern of practically the whole world. That, of course, Russia and China were absent at this meeting, and they are the two countries that have vetoed the Security Council's resolution. They have their own positions on the Syrian question. But the other countries who were there from all around the world insist on a democratic process, and so that all elements of the country must be involved. And yes, the purpose is to bring about a peaceful change, I suppose, in Syria.
How do you consider the role of the former Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan?
Well, he has a delicate role, of course. I hope that he will be accepted by the Syrian government and that he will be allowed to, negotiate, if you like, to see both parties and to mediate. He is very skilled. He has a great experience. He has people have great respect for him. So I think the appointment of Kofi Annan was a good move. And we hope and pray that this mission will be successful. There was also a mission of a humanitarian envoy who is to see about the humanitarian side.